This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The time, for those of you who keep track of such things, is coming up on 7 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of my colleagues on the DJV show. They would be Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keevan. So I'm going to do something a little different this week, ladies, with your permission, or even if I don't have your permission. But I'm going to try something different here.
Where we stand.
Right. You know, when you're sitting, aren't you, at the moment? I think
at the moment, yes.
All right. So I'm going to go through all the stories and all the people. I'm going to ask you to pick out the one that you would like to talk about most, and we'll jump from there. All right? So
sure.
The story list, the top 10 stories this week, start at number 10 with the story of those murder hornets that goes back to the beginning of the week. Came to America on that Chinese ship, but apparently they have their derivation in Japan. So when you look at those pictures, we'll talk about that. Number 9, Michael Flynn and the end of the charges against him. Number 8, the situation, the relationship situation that we find ourselves in, whether it's at home, whether it's at work, whether it's at school, whatever that situation. Number 7 is a focus on technology and censorship on things like Facebook. Number 6, the jogger in Georgia that was killed and its impact on race relations in our country yet again. Number 5, our relationship with China. Number 4, the presidential race. Number 3, the economy and the situation, the debate that's going on reopening businesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Healthcare, number 2 and number 1, all the stats and when are we going to get out of this and that sort of thing that continues to be on people's minds. On the people list, Michael Flynn is at 10. Fatty is number 9, Kim Jong-un. Zuckerberg is number 8. 7 is Ahmaud Arbery. We'll talk about that situation down in Brunswick, Georgia. Number 6 is Michelle Obama. 5, Joe Biden, and Tara Reid sort of tied for that position. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell at 4. Dr. Fauci and his colleague Dr. Birx at 3. Mike Pence at 2, and Donald Trump at number 1. So can I, before we do, ask each other what we think is not most important, but what stimulates us the most this week? I don't know anything, and I must, whether I ignore these sorts of things or not, I might not have ignored it if I'd have paid attention to it or even seen it, but I haven't seen or heard anything about this Michelle Obama film. What do you ladies know about that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the DJV show. It's the documentary of her book tour, Becoming.
Oh, it's okay.
On Netflix.
Yeah, I thought there was something else. Yeah, all right. Yeah. They've done stuff. They have a contract, I think, with networks. Netflix.
They have a production company, they have a certain number of properties that they have to deliver.
Yeah. Are you interested in seeing that?
Yeah, I am. I've seen bits and pieces of her book tour along the way, and it sounds interesting. I haven't read the whole. I didn't read all of the book. I started reading it, and then I just don't have time to read books at this point. But I have heard lots of good things about it, and it's a wonderful memoir. So
I don't have it.
I'm going to take a pass on it.
Why? Is it because you married to Obama? You didn't like Obama?
No, it has no. You know what? That's so ridiculous. It's not that I don't like either one of them. It's just I don't really. I don't know. It's weird to me when you put out a documentary about yourself. I don't know. That's the first project of their production company.
No, it's not. No, the first project,
the second
won an Oscar.
One.
Yeah,
but the second project
is
about Michelle Obama. I don't know. Yeah. It's just weird.
Trump's going to put out a documentary about himself?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean I'd watch it. I'm just saying I'm not interested in particularly hearing a documentary that you put out by
I'm not much interested in it either, even though I like her. I think she's very likable. I think she balanced him a lot from going way off the deep end in many areas of his leadership, and so
point of the documentary is really to highlight the stories that she, the people she met along the way, and sharing their stories. It's really not just look at me, but whatever. If people don't like her, they don't like her, you know.
That has nothing to do with it. I'm not really interested in it. I mean, I don't.
Yeah, I'm not interested either in seeing it, but I do like her. It's not to do with liking her or not liking her. I have much more regard for her.
I wouldn't watch a documentary on Nancy Reagan.
I would. I think that would be interesting.
I don't know.
All right.
Stuff on television that I have to catch up on way before that comes up in the list.
Victoria, of these stories, which one do you want to talk about? Which one has piqued your interest this week, or do you think needs more discussion? Because a lot of this stuff doesn't really need any more discussion.
I agree with that. I think we've discussed a lot of it. The murder hornets for sure freaked me out the most of any of these stories. That bug is ugly. I saw a little clip of it taking down a mouse, and it's just, that freaks me out the most, and...
What do we do about getting rid of stuff like that?
It's being overblown. Some expert on bees and insects, I guess, was talking about how it's in Washington, but all these other states who are panicking about it coming their way it's an overreaction just because it seems like a funny story to talk about a murder hornet, probably. But I think people, if they're really worried about them coming, this guy said that because of the ecology, they're going to do better in Washington right near the Canadian border rather than places further south. Now, how many times have we been downplayed about something that's ultimately come to get us? I don't know. Many times. But that's what this guy has said.
In New York with Central Park and then the botanical gardens in the Bronx there are certain things that are in Central Park, certain things growing in the botanical gardens that attract this thing. So that's New York has, I think, a little bit more on edge about it because that is what they like in Japan, you know, the cherry blossoms and things like that. There are certain things that it's attracted to, and
Where do these things come from? How do they?
Well, this one came on a. They know that it came on a container.
No, I understand how it got here, but where did it come from in the first place? How did it grow? How is it developed?
Who knows?
What sort of genetic thing created this monster?
Was it born
in the Fukuyama nuclear disaster in Japan? Yeah, that's kind of what it looks like. Something that come out of some...
Oh, God, that makes it scarier. Now that's a movie.
Yeah, that's...
They look like a superhero. They look like they go out and put a helmet on before they start flying around.
Oh, what's that movie that Paul Rudd was in, The Fly or The Ant? Or
Ant-Man.
Whatever it is, Oh, no, who was The Fly? Yeah, Jeff Goldblum was The Fly. Or The Wasp.
There's the
movie The Fly, The Wasp... And The Ant, right? There are those three movies?
Well, Ant-Man and The Wasp, that's one movie together. That's a comedy, though, I think, right?
Who played The Wasp?
That chick from Lost, who said that quarantining was stupid.
Evangeline Lilly,
right. All right, so Jennifer, your turn. Out of all of these things, which do you want to talk about? Which one has found
you
both on the local show?
I think this is the most important story maybe in our lifetime, and I don't know that it's going to get the attention because the mainstream news media was complicit in it. And as much as the murder hornets scare me, this scares me a whole lot more when I know that the federal government is weaponizing itself against American people. And if they want you to be guilty, then you're going to be guilty. And I think that's eye-opening, and it's
I don't think that's anything new. I think there's been a lot of stuff.
New.
Used to do that. Still does.
Well, the IRS would target people all the time. Now, if you missed just kind of an overview of what's happening this week, it goes far beyond Michael Flynn. Maybe the most recent piece of news is that under pressure, Adam Schiff, who's at the head of the House Intelligence Committee, released transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel during the Russia probe that happened between 2017 and 2018. And the reason he released them, it's really funny. Adam Schiff, and I think maybe he might be, who knows, people are dumb when they vote, but So I can't, but if this was, despite real evidence, I think people ignore it and instead focus on what's fake. And Adam Schiff has come out for years, and I think we can all agree, saying that he had seen direct evidence of collusion between President Trump, or then at that time, candidate Trump, and Russia. He said it a million times. We've seen direct evidence of collusion. He'd come out shaking his head after he did his big interviews. Well, it turns out that Adam Schiff, even though he said he'd like to release these documents, really didn't when he had the opportunity. They were declassified. He was able to release them, and he refused. And so finally, there was enough pressure from Republicans in the House of Representatives to actually have Adam Schiff release these documents, and also a threat from the Department of the Director of National Intelligence, who said, if you don't release them, Adam, I will. So finally, on Thursday of this past week, Adam Schiff released late transcripts of interviews conducted by his panel. Now, in those interviews, you start to filter through them. He talked to 57 different people. He had 57 transcripts that were released. Not one of them provided any evidence at all, direct or otherwise, of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. Yet Adam Schiff came out every single night saying how he had seen evidence of such things. That was not true. Even people like James Clapper, who was the former director of intelligence for President Obama, came out and said he saw no direct evidence of collusion. What has James Clapper been doing the last few years? Well, he's been a pundit and a talking head on cable news where he's talked about some of that evidence that exists, the collusion narrative. He never saw it when he testified under oath. So now you're seeing all of these people who start to lie, to start drafting the story that people can't unsee in the headlines that we've been pushed on, that have been pushed on us for the last 3 years. So those transcripts are out. Even Trump's lawyer, Michael Cohen, who turned on Trump, said he had never seen any evidence of Trump colluding with Russia. All of these things falling apart. Now, also unraveling is the Mueller investigation and why it was even started. And it seems that the whole Mueller investigation was started because of that dossier that we heard so much about. And in that dossier, which everyone knew was fake and was uncorroborated, they still started an investigation, which led to a special prosecutor, special counsel, and Robert Mueller taking on this investigation really on no evidence. And so the question is why they did that, who was behind it, and who made the decision. And the latest card to fall is that Michael Flynn, who was targeted by these investigators and being grilled under the guise of, and this was written in a headline, handwritten, I'm sorry, in a margin by FBI investigators, saying the goal was to get Michael Flynn to lie so they could prosecute him or get him fired. Apparently, this went all the way back to President Obama, who it was now being reported that Obama was the one directly who told Susan Rice and James Comey that Michael Flynn had spoken to Russian Ambassador Kislyak back in the transition period when President Trump was awaiting his administration to go into that, his administration was waiting to go into office in January of 2016.
Well, President Obama also, during the transition meetings with Trump, warned him about Michael Flynn. Mm-hmm. But my point, though, is if Obama's the bad guy who's trying to take Trump down, why did he warn him to stay away from Michael Flynn? Because
Obama's not necessarily, and I'm not willing to connect him yet to wanting to take Trump down, although I think it's really possible, because certainly his administration and the leftovers of his administration were absolutely trying to take President Trump down. But I'm not going to go as far as to say that. What I will say is that President Obama did not like Michael Flynn. That's not something unprecedented. He fired Michael Flynn. They had a very public disagreement. Michael Flynn embarrassed him when he started campaigning with President Trump. And this whole narrative about Michael Flynn actually started at the desk, and there's now evidence to prove it, in the Oval Office with President Obama and Susan Rice.
But what I'm saying is he didn't. There was something else that Obama did not, that he believed that Flynn was not a good guy.
What I'm saying is he made it up. This is all created in his administration. He had it out for Michael Flynn.
And
that's why he told Trump that. That's why he told
Very
James
discouraging
that.
That all of this stuff is done at the behest of you and your tax. This is what my tax dollars are going for? I think I'll withhold my income tax this year. I'm not interested in paying for this kind of stuff. And there's more and more evidence that this sort of thing is going on. 20 past the hour. Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jen and Victoria.
Hi, moving back into our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV show cast. We are cast in this hour to take the charts from Talkers Magazine that are published every week at talkers.com. They are the Bible of the talk radio industry. And so we have, I'm stuck a little bit on seven. Which is about technology, more because, and I'm not even sure that you would agree with this, a technological story. Amazon is considered big in the tech world and big in the whole world. And so these whistleblowers that were fired because they were complaining about the working conditions, and now some senators are asking questions. They want to interview Bezos and find out why it is that these people were fired. Why were they fired? What was the... Does anybody know what the background was of, because Bezos and his company have defended the firing? You see all these ads everywhere. We're hiring, $15 an hour.
Part of the agreement when you work for Amazon is you're not allowed to disparage Amazon. And so that was the grounds, I believe, for their firing.
So.
In which they did.
You have to quit first and then you disparage them. Right?
I guess. Yeah, that's the rule. I guess. I mean, if that's how you, if it's that important to you, sure.
Well,
I mean, look, Amazon has had a lot of problems with the virus and
well,
a lot
they're
of people
too big.
Have come forward. Well, no, I mean,
how do you manage that company? It's too big. The government's too big.
They've had a lot of issues with the virus spreading throughout the warehouses, and a lot of workers, rightly so, feel it's not a safe environment. So well, if you don't feel like your workplace is a safe environment right now, you know, you're allowed to say something unless you work for Amazon and then you're not and you can get fired for it.
So is that the case? There have been complaints about all these meatpacking places that have closed down because they're full of coronavirus. Some of the fast food restaurants are closing down because of the virus. And this is on, you know, one of the things that I'm thinking about with regard to, it's all things virus. I know that we tend to wrap ourselves around. But the we're now talking about airlines and how to go public and get back to normal. We still have to wear a mask. Why wasn't this, when it first came out, why are we waiting until the middle of May when, admittedly, all of this stuff is on the downturn? Why are we in public being told, if you don't wear a mask, there's a preacher in Boston that's running his, opens his church every Sunday and you know, even though you're not supposed to have gatherings, he brings people in and gets fined every week by the city, and he still does it. But, you know, why wasn't there earlier on a mandate to wear masks and take care of yourself and others?
We're so far behind this virus. In every place.
Well, what good does it do now? I mean, I guess it'll
do now
good,
it's, but, the only thing we can do now is try to prevent the second wave from being worse than the first. It's a known fact at this point. There will be another wave.
There will
maybe
be.
Even a third. Just like the Spanish flu had three waves. But the Spanish flu, the second and the third waves were so much more severe than the first one, and we're trying to prevent that from happening. Because, look, we saw what happened in the first wave. Our economy went into the crapper. Everything was shut down. If we don't take precautions now, it's going to be so much worse for the second wave and the economic ramifications associated with it. So it makes sense we have to do what we can do.
Yeah,
I just putting the two of them together. Go ahead, Jennifer.
I feel like there's so much explaining that needs to be done about the masks for me. I mean, I understand in theory why people are being told to wear them. I'm respectful of that. But the misinformation about not wearing them, then wearing them, it just.
It's a streamlined message, though. You're wearing it not so that you don't catch it. It's so that you don't give it to someone.
Which is
and I think everybody can understand that. That's a pretty simple message.
We should have had that message early on. Well, that's not a difficult message to comprehend.
Right.
And they knew.
Gene Simmons gets it. Remember earlier in the week on the DJV show, we were talking about him.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The coronavirus has claimed more than 75,000 lives in the United States as of yesterday's update, and at least 1.2 million people in the U.S. have been infected with COVID-19. And President Trump calls it a big moment for the nation as it starts to slowly reopen. In a video message on Twitter posted late yesterday, President Trump said, "The American people want the country to open up now, but they want to do it safely." And on the U.S. economy, the president says,
"And it's going to be just as strong by the time we have it done, and it's going to be a lot sooner than anybody would understand. We're going to have an incredible next year."
It may be May, but a snowstorm of historic proportions is heading into the Northeast this weekend. It has the potential to bring heavy snow and rain to the region. Parts of New England could see a foot of snow. And this is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
President Trump's veto of a measure to limit his ability to use military force against Iran will stay in force. The Senate failed to get the two-thirds majority needed to override it, the vote 49-44. The president slamming that war powers resolution, calling it very insulting to a president and a Democratic attempt to divide Republicans in an election year. A father and son in Georgia now under arrest for the shooting death of an unarmed black man back in February. Gregory McMichael and Travis McMichael facing murder and aggravated assault charges for the death of Ahmaud Arbery, who was running in a neighborhood when the father and son confront him with guns drawn for reasons that still aren't clear. During the confrontation, Travis McMichael shot and killed Arbery, according to police. Video of the incident shows the victim jogging in the neighborhood near Brunswick when he's confronted by the two. San Diego-based Soup Plantation and Sweet Tomatoes, two popular buffet-style restaurants, are closing for good. Parent company Garden Fresh Restaurants announcing yesterday that safety recommendations for reopening amidst the COVID-19 pandemic make it nearly impossible for their restaurant model to stay in business. The closings affecting all 97 restaurants and 4,400 employees. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Opening up about the issues of the week, this is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I call it the Talk Radio Review, or the Talk Radio Roundup. Choose your poison, if you will. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Storm. Jennifer Storm, where'd that come from? I'm looking at the weather. Jennifer, we changed your name. There was a lady on a station that I used to... I'm still on it in Eugene, Oregon, KUGN. The lady's name was Stormy Weather, I think. She's on the interesting lady. All right, let's see. What do we have here? Number six. The word disgusting comes to mind when I see this stuff because it's transparent, but yet talking about it doesn't seem to do it. You know, sometimes when you talk about things, you actually feel like you're doing some good, that get people to, the ideas you have, get people to focus on things. This is such a polarizing, and how can it be polarizing when two guys basically murder somebody else for no good reason? Two white guys, a father and a son, they gang up on this guy who's jogging down the street because they say he looks like someone who robbed a store or something. I don't even know what the offense
was. They claim that there had been a series of burglaries in the neighborhood. And then now it's coming out that there was never a single burglary reported in the weeks leading up to this shooting. So, you know, there were no break-ins reported, and so it just...
What causes this? But what? Let's get into the deeper... I don't want to spend too much time on this, but I think it deserves something more than the same superficial stuff that we always lay on this, you know, stupid white people who don't like black people, and it's always in the South, and yada, 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 or some cop shoots... A white cop shoots a black guy.
This is more than that. This is mental ill. I mean, this is someone who is mentally deranged. If you watch this video, you will see that this is not the activity of a sane person. And there are plenty of people who are racist on all sides of the aisle. Blacks who hate whites, whites who hate blacks, whites who hate purples. But that doesn't mean you pick up a gun and go hunt somebody. And so I'm not trying to discount people who have stereotypes or who hate them, because that's
bad.
But
who thinks this way? How do they get to this point of thinking this way?
This is someone who's deranged, who thinks that it's okay to grab the dopey son and go on a hunting expedition of another human being.
With a rifle.
That's beyond explanation. Well, that's evil and it's bad.
Yeah. The son had a rifle and the father had a handgun. So they had two guns. And then, so we were talking earlier about who recorded the video. It turns out that the son's neighbor, a guy named William Bryan, was the one who recorded the video. So he came forward.
So there's a lot of questions on that, too, because why? Here's the thing. If I saw that, I always put myself in someone else's shoes. If I saw that unfolding, I got to tell you, I don't know that I would just stand there and hold the camera. I would be probably screaming and shouting and trying to
but
call
I think
the police.
Jen, I think
maybe
that,
this guy did.
Well, he didn't. And so this guy jumped in the back of the truck because he was going to go along with it. So I think he was filming
this video as
more of a trophy piece.
As
than
a pride thing. Exactly.
Exactly. Which is so messy.
And that's what makes me wonder who the heck this guy is. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And why it happens. Where it starts. This goes back millennia, where people don't, you know, of one color, don't like it. I was looking at a documentary last night of the British royal family. You know that Queen Elizabeth's father, when he went to Africa to bestow honors on the black soldiers, was told by his handlers that he couldn't touch them because he couldn't befoul his white skin with the dark skin of the Africans. This was 1949, 1950, somewhere in there. I mean, imagine, that's not that long ago. And then you look at some of the other things that are going on now, it's like we're still fighting the Civil War. Like people still don't get that the Genome Project proved that we were all the same no matter what the color of our skin. As if you didn't know that
in
the first place.
Those are people who believe in science, though. These are people, you know, if you believe in science, then sure, that's going to seem
logical. I don't always believe
it.
Yeah, I don't always believe
it. There are a lot of people who don't want to believe in science, and, you know, it's just, whatever, it's
horrible.
All right,
number five on the list of items eligible for conversation, our relationship with China. Now, I don't know where we are with this. I don't feel like there's enough attention or action on this to satisfy me yet with regard to the people in the House and the Senate getting very active, very aggressive at curbing our relationship business-wise and otherwise with China and incentivizing bringing our businesses back. So what's going on, Jennifer? Or what is it going on?
One of the newest developments is that the minority leader in the House, Kevin McCarthy, felt the same way that you did, felt that the House of Representatives, not even back in session yet, wasn't taking action quickly enough or seriously enough on China. And so he formed internally a coronavirus, I don't want to say task force, because that's what the White House is doing, but a Chinese task force, particularly,
caucus.
So that so that the House could actually start doing investigations and get, you know, line up the proof that they need to start talking about some legislation, some things that would allow for people to not only sue China, but also for incentives to bring businesses back. So that is finally underway this week. But I think you're right. This is, again, one of those things
what
that needs to happen.
It
needs to start with bringing industry back.
The public wants, this is a, more you talk about this with people publicly, the more, if they are thinking straight at all, they want to go after the reason, the cause, the people who are responsible for this outrage, not only in our country, but around the world, bringing the world pretty much to a standstill. Whether it ought to have been that way or not, whatever other conspiratorial things may or may not have gone on, it still is time for us to wake up, and all of you can have action here by not buying things that are made in China. And to be vocal when it comes to whoever's running for local, statewide, national office. This is the number one priority for me this year. This is a question I'm going to ask every candidate. I already started. I've been writing to my local, my congressperson here. What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? So far, zero. And that doesn't serve me, and it doesn't serve most Americans well. What are you protecting? Why are you not on the bandwagon at the beginning to strike out and get to the bottom of what, never mind, happened, but what we're going to do about it? You're just going to roll over and let these people do the same thing again? Then we are doomed. We're done. We let these people go back. We just go back to doing business as usual, buying all this crap from China and having all this, these drugs manufactured there and God knows what else we're absorbing into our body from there. We're going to get what we deserve. We will get what we deserve. We kind of have. You're right. I agree with you. Yep. Kind of already have. So, all right. Do we have, let's see, number four. I'm still not trying. I'm laughing because sometimes, you know, you get so wrapped up in stuff. I'm so angry about China and so want to work this thing over. And then I get to Joe Biden and Tara Reid and what actually happened and why it's taken 35 years. And I just wonder, it's so frustrating. Why in the world have we got these two guys running instead of the best of the best? And Jennifer thinks that Trump's the best president we ever had. Okay, so that's your opinion, and I love you for it. And you can back it up any way you want to. But I just don't, what? These are the two best guys? Most qualified guys?
Best. Let me qualify this. I think he's the best president that we've ever had. Now, yeah. Do I think that both of these guys have probably said
things
or done things?
Like he beats Lincoln and FDR and Reagan?
I think
really?
He is one of the best presidents we've ever had, yes. I think he's been one of the most effective, and I could give you 1,000 reasons, but that's not really the conversation. The conversation is, do I think that Trump is, like, perfect morally speaking? No. Do I think that he's said some things and done some things that are wrong? Yes. Do I think that Joe Biden has done those things? Absolutely, yes. I think that, unfortunately, it comes with power positions, and I think those things are slowly changing. But, does that say that they won't be great presidents? Well, I think there's a lot of people, Democrats, who have screamed as and included them as part of the Me Too movement, who are going to go and vote for Joe Biden. And I think that, you know, maybe there's some hypocrisy in that. Maybe there's not. So, but we all make these choices, right?
Here's where I am on this.
You get rewarded with somebody like Trump.
When I look at Joe Biden, and maybe the other candidates, but when I look at him, I think of the Manchurian candidate and of the Democratic National Committee putting a puppet into a position who they pushed aside everybody else. They pushed Bernie out of the way. They pushed Bloomberg out of the way. They pushed some of the other people that deserved to be pushed out of the way. But those were two viable candidates. I mean, really strong candidates in many different ways. And because they didn't fit into the mold of the people running, it was the same thing that happened when Hillary Clinton got pushed Bernie, or she didn't, but Debbie Wasserman Schultz did. The same bunch of people who are basically trying to groom or find somebody. You know, they were told you want to stay in the Democrat. Look at what happened to Mayor Pete or any of these people. Stand in line. You'll get yours later on. We need to get everybody behind Biden. Why?
Yeah, but the problem, though, I love Mayor Pete, but the problem is he just didn't have any minority support.
No, I get that. Yeah, but I'm just saying
general. I understand, and I have a lot of very close family members and friends who love Bernie and have loved him for a long time. But look, the bottom line is, you know, Bernie supporters love to go to rallies, but they just don't go and vote. So, you know, you can, and I agree, I do think Bernie in 2016, I think he was absolutely kicked aside when, and that was very unfair. In this case, though, you know, the numbers are the numbers. His supporters just didn't go to the polls. Yeah. They didn't show up.
But you know what I'm saying about...
I do
believe he's a puppet. If you listen to, and I feel bad because it almost to me, and I am not being shocking when I say, I feel like it's almost elder abuse, because if you look at the person Joe Biden was a year ago, it's much different than the person that Joe Biden is today. And he's out there, and clearly they're trying to put in somebody who will take over for him. You know, at some point, whether he even makes it one day in office, we don't know. But as far as these sexual harassment claims go, the fact that he's getting a pass from the media and Democrats who skewered Judge Kavanaugh, and the accuser of Judge Kavanaugh had much less evidence than Tara Reid does. Tara Reid has a series of stuff that's following her, corroboration of her story from the 90s, and everybody's like, yeah, but no, we believe Joe. Well, how come you didn't extend that same belief to someone where there was no evidence, just one woman's word?
You answered your own question. The answer to your question is in the question.
Well,
you know what the answer is.
Tara Reid recorded an interview with Megyn Kelly. It hasn't aired yet. I've been saying, where is she? Where I want to see her. I want to see her talk about this. Christine, Dr. Ford, when she gave that testimony, there were a lot of women who believed that she believed what she was saying.
Well, Anita Hill, the same thing.
Oh, right, and so I want to see, you know, if this happened. Now, Joe Biden says it never happened at all, and so he wanted to release the records, and for some reason they say they won't in the Senate. I don't know why, but it's kind of going around and around. And then his office, people who worked in his office, said that the complaints never existed. She has changed her story multiple times. I don't know how.
The latest piece of information is that when she got divorced from her husband back in 1996, it was part of their divorce proceedings, actually, that she had been sexually assaulted by Joe Biden. So, and the reason that they can't get him from the Senate is that, and this is another outrage, unrelated, that Congress locks down these things for 50 years.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You're paying people off all the time, and 50 years.
This is the same bunch that just gave themselves a raise. 47 past the hour.
Migraines can attack any time, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy, or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
I've always wanted to learn another language, so I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and soon you're putting words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. I can't wait to use my Spanish skills in real life. Dos cervezas, por favor.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
For us to visit with Nick Miles. He's your auto expert, my auto expert. In fact, he's our auto expert, and that's his web moniker. OurAutoExpert.com is his website. You can find him Facebook.com/OurAutoExpert. So now the automakers are trying to reopen their plants. I was visiting with a friend of mine who actually buys all my cars. I've talked to you about him before. Whenever I want a new car, no matter what, well, it's always a Range Rover. And no matter what he's selling, I always have him find him for me. So we were visiting this week, talking about my plan to buy a new car that I've decided I'm not going to do because I don't really feel like I need it at this moment in time. So he actually is running an Audi store. Normally they sell 150 cars a month. He said they're down to less than, they're somewhere between 40 and 50 for this past month, and that they have at least 100 cars in two or three different locations in ports on the East Coast sitting there because they can't take them, and they don't even know what to do with them at the port. So why are they going to start opening up these plants again, Nick? What are they going to do with the cars?
Well, interesting, if you import cars and they come into the United States by ship, the problem being that, you know, when we said, hey, quarantine, stop, the ships didn't stop sailing.
No.
They were out in the water, Doug, full of new cars, so they had to go somewhere. There is a very famous story about a ship that's been sitting off of Los Angeles Harbor full of Subarus for weeks. And the harbor have said, you can't come here because we don't have any place to put the cars.
Right.
And they'd normally, you know, make a three-week sailing journey from Japan to the United States, and then they'd offload all the cars within half a day, 1,500 or so cars, and then they'd sail away to go do something else. Well, they've been sitting out there for weeks with all these cars on board, and then they can't do anything. And dealers also, you know, we talked about this last week, not able to take things like leases back or buy cars. So when you stop buying cars, things sort of slow down in many other, as a result, they slow down in many other aspects of the auto industry. The good thing is America makes a lot of trucks, Doug. You know this. You buy them.
Yep.
There's
yep.
Ford, there's Ram, there's Chevy. Those are selling, interestingly enough. They are the small percentage of vehicles that are selling big time. There was one vehicle that was actually up, strangely enough. You know, I looked down the numbers, and it's down 40%, down 30%. It's pretty much the same across the board. But then there was one vehicle that was actually up, was the Hyundai Tucson. And I looked back in history, and when we had the last depression, 2008, Hyundai did pretty well, too. So maybe they are the car company of the depression. I don't know.
Really? You know, there is something else that is sort of a focal point here. We're having it with our home insurance, life, all insurance. And I don't know how many people have focused on car insurance, but if you've been going no place for the last couple of months, why shouldn't you get a rake off on your insurance?
Absolutely. Insurance companies are actually pretty ahead of the curve on this. They've been giving money back. In March and April, Mercury gave back 15% to all of its people. That's about $65 million. So, I mean, we'd like to see a lot more than that, but at least they're making some sort of effort. If you haven't, by the way, heard anything from your insurance company, get on the horn. What else are they doing? They're staying up answering the phone.
Yeah.
So get on the horn to them. And car warranties as well. And notice that Kia are extending that if it expired during COVID-19 pandemic, they're saying, yeah, just we'll keep the warranty until June 30th, and VW considering doing the same. So hopefully people understand, you know, if you're not using your car, you should at least get some cash back in your pocket.
Speaking of that, have you bought any stock? Is there any auto company that's a good stock buy at the moment? Do you know?
I'm not a good person to ask advice for because I buy stock because I think it's a great idea. The one stock I don't buy is Tesla because it seems like every time Elon opens his mouth, the stock goes into the toilet. But I, you know, when he said something crazy like I own Gene Wilder's house and then I'm getting rid of all my worldly possessions, I think what I'm doing is sort of just gnawing away at the huge block. I like to own a little bit of each car company, so I have some Ford and some Chevy stocks. Just because I want to put my hand up in the general meeting and ask questions just to be annoying.
Yeah, good. There's nothing wrong with that. I can see that. I understand that. By the way, Elon Musk's wife, who I think is about 19, is having a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, perfect. The traffic on the road, the drop in traffic, a good time to teach your teenager how to drive?
This is true. This came out of Mercury Insurance when I was talking to them a couple of days ago to get some facts. They said, "Why don't you get out and teach your teenagers to drive?" Well, I have an adopted 23-year-old, and I put him on the road, and much to the sadness of my clutch, by the way, to learn a manual. But the new manuals in Minis and Hyundais, they're actually pretty good because when you don't have to feather the gas when you let.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudiarco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.